appear, to become visible. And that's Nakade Jhan. Jhan, you know what it is. It's between soul and life and all that. And Nard means the value. All those fear, appetite, going this, doing that, these are prepared for the value of your Jhan to manifest itself. Means for the manifestation of your soul, you need pain as much as you need the strength. It's a mixture like this. You cannot divide it to say, no, I prefer to have a couple of those one-side coins. It doesn't happen like that. The coins have two sides, and you have to try it. You have to practice it. Yes?
These threats and promises he hath sent forth on account of this good and evil which he hath mingled.
He had mingled is a little bit too complicated for me, because the Persian looks simpler to me. We say these promises all are being agitated and are presented because this good and bad are mixed up together. It's mixed. Good and bad are mixed. Everything has good and bad. A sword. If you want to skin a cucumber, lovely. If you want to kill a fellow, not so lovely. Depends on the fellow. Therefore, remember, this mixture is made. This is the test. These are the exams. And you have to pass them all. That's it. So it should have, the hardship should be there and comfort should be there, and both are there. Why? Because?
Inasmuch as truth and falsehood have been mingled, and the good and bad coin have been poured into the traveling bag, therefore they need a picked touchstone, one that has undergone tests in realities, so that it may become a criterion for these impostures. So that it may be a standard for these acts of providence.
Therefore, this is what it is. Do not look at the universe and think that, what's wrong with it? Why it's like that? What's wrong with me? Yesterday I had this fantastic moment, but now I feel empty. What's wrong with it? Or everybody could really sit down and concentrate. I have this problem with my shoulder, I cannot see. So don't do that. These are all possibilities, and they are different, and in each of them there is good and bad mixed together, because this is the only way that your human spirit could grow up and pass the tests. Yes?
Give him milk, O mother of Moses, and cast him into the water. Be not afraid of the trial. Whoever drank that milk on the day of the last distinguishes the milk, even as Moses. If thou wishest fondly for thy child's discrimination, suckle him now, O mother of Moses, that he may know the taste of his mother's milk, and that his head may not sink to a bad nurse.
What was that all about now? Suddenly, story stopped. And even narration stopped. Narration was talking, Rumi was talking to us. I say, don't do this, do that. Suddenly, oh, the mother of Moses, milk your child. Means all I was talking about was about your, let's say, empire. I don't know if you could call it empire or what. In the time of Pharaoh. But you think about the empire and the pharaohship and being in control, and when you're not in control, suddenly you don't like it and you don't know why everything is changing when you don't want it to an old app. All of this fellowship is the problem. We're talking about what? That the spirit, that the baby in you, the Moses, right at the beginning. Moses is that potentiality in the spirit, right? Okay, what is the potentiality in that baby? The genetic stuff we know, the magical stuff, you remember, before he was even meant to be, he's a star, will appear in the dream of Pharaoh. Then his mother and father will be brought together. And, okay, now he's out. Yeah. Do not forget to give him your milk. Then don't worry. Put it in a basket and let it in the water to go. Because that milk will do the trick. He will always remember the milk of the mother. Means every single one of you will always remember the first teaching you learned. It's always like that. When you learn the stuff, then we are not worried. We let you go with the current of the knowledge, and whatever happened to you doesn't matter, because you have the basic of that hikmat. This is what he's trying to do. You see, what I'm trying to do here is I'm offering you the milk. This is the milk that will make you a fellow with Tamyiz. Tamyiz means that sense of differentiating between good and bad. That differentiation, if you like it, oh please, now the mother of the Moses, something like that, because it goes Arabic. Ya Umm Musa Irli. And he will not say, the mother of Moses, please give him the milk. He will say, the mother of Moses, give me the milk. Everything is complicated like that to say that, remember, there is the essence of thought, this could be given to you, but you're not supposed to be spoiled and nurtured and blah blah. You are the fellow who is trusted with the flow of the river. That's how Moses will sneak in the house of Pharaoh. That's how it's going to happen. Therefore, your connection with your mother is just that milk. Because if your Moses will understand the taste of the mother's milk, he will never fall in love with another lady taking care of her. Doye. What is the word doye?
Nanny.
When you say, when he understands the taste. This taste, do you remember at the beginning of this book, he talked about taste? He said, go, oh, this is it, everything has a portion, this is it, but there are these exceptional fellows and God will give them endlessly. And you will understand this if you have a taste. Is that taste? Here you say, that taste, when you get it, then you're okay. You could be trusted in the activities because of that basic. That basic is what? Imagine, what is that basic? Will. We talked about it. Remember the camel? The camel. Because in Arab culture, for them, when you say milk, they think about the camel. Camel's milk. He said, the camel that you lost, that's the milk. When you find a camel, the rest is yours. The rest is the rest of your life to live with it. So, let's go back to the camel. Yeah.
Explain the moral of the story of the person seeking the lost camel. You have lost a camel, O trustee, and everyone is giving you a clue to the camel. You know not where the camel is, but you know that these clues are wrong. And he that has not lost a camel, he in contention seeks a camel, just like him who has lost it, saying, yes, I too have lost a camel. I have brought a reward for anyone who may find it. That he may take a partner's share with you in the camel, he plays this trick because of coveting the camel. He does not know wrong clues from right, but your words are a cue to that imitator.
Okay, what are all this? First of all, what is the camel? Do you know what camel is?
A connection that you had previously?
More primitive. Go back to the six-year-old boy. Camel is an animal. What kind of animal? We talked about several animals who are representing my animal. Started with
donkey.
That's because that's the first one. Because a donkey does nothing. In nature, likes to eat, period. At the beginning of this book, we talked about it and say, whenever your donkey wants to go there, go the opposite. Because that donkey is that stupid one. You know why it is stupid? Because it is big. The word for donkey in Persian language means extremely big, enormous, gigantic. That fellow is called gigantic because of its stupidity. Anyhow, that's a donkey. Then we know there is a dog. We talked about the dog, which is barking, which is defending the house, which is this and that. Then it is the cow. Cow is the famous one. Is my favorite because it does nothing but eating. And you will see in the future how stupid the cow is. Then the fourth one is the horse, right? Okay, when I have these four, what's the use of camel? Camel does something that none of these could do. First of all, camel is going slowly but constantly. And by that, the camel will do the stuff that none could do, because camel could cross the desert without drinking, without food. And it was used to go where? Kaaba, to Mecca. So that's the camel. The only, let's say, machine that could take me to Kaaba. This is what I lost. Something to take me to the house of God. This is the animal I have lost. Okay. He says, okay, you have lost the key. You're looking for it. But you know what the funniest thing is? You have never seen it. So you don't know how it is. In addition to that, the other people, they laugh at you. They say, that red camel with a cut eye and with that, it was going there. And although you don't know the camel, all these other camels they show you, you know that this is not it. This is one person. It's more complicated because there are other people that they haven't lost the camel. But they look at these fellows who are looking for a camel and by envy, they try to look alike and say, yes, me too, I have lost the camel. What will happen to those people? Let's read it, yes.
If you say to anyone that clue was false, he, in imitation of you, says the same. When they mention right and likely clues, then comes to you the certainty in which